I guess we might as well start a little bit after 1:30. As everybody, we have a quorum. Want to welcome everybody. I think Karen was coming up, right? She's not, that's who's not here.
Yeah, she's coming.
Anybody have anything to report on? Liz, you have anything?
No.
Yeah. Bruce? Bill? Ball game tonight at what, 7?
That's what I hear. We're done.
I saw it. Lost by 2, huh?
Sorry about that. By 2 points, that had to hurt.
All right, everybody has the minutes in there, from last meeting in their packet. Anybody has any concerns about those? If not, I'll take them.
I have a change to it. I was present last time.
Were you? Can you prove that?
Okay.
Can you make that corrected, please?
Will do.
All right, also your March, I need to get a motion to approve those, sorry. Motion to approve with the correction?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So moved. Your March director's report should be.
It's in there, I think.
Got March.
Been a while since I wrote it.
March or February.
It's the March 2019.
Okay.
Director's report.
It's in your packet. All right, one thing I want to point out was, if people didn't know, George Brady, the next member, passed away. He was 88 years old, I think, wasn't he? I think that's what he was. He'd been here for a long time.
He was one of the founding members.
We were just talking, you were here when he was here, right?
Yeah.
I was here. I don't think anybody else was. Were you here, Billy, when he first went there?
Yeah.
When he first got put on, I know. Some people, I mean, things have changed. I didn't realize he was doing that thing. He was going there for forever.
For a long, he was there since the very beginning.
Okay, moving on down, any unfinished business?
No, I think we're good on that. We can just move on to the new business. Start with the subdivision.
We have one subdivision, this is part of the WISP PRD. I just handed this one out to you, it's a little late for your package. This is part of Ridge Run. All these lots have been recorded, and there's a new owner. They wanted to merge some of these lots. These were going to be duplexes, so if you look at A, B, C, D, and E on your plat, they want to combine those two as now as just one lot. Mergers aren't really that big a deal, because you're getting, there's no extra units or anything. My concern was just that you now are reducing a lot of those lots. Does that put an extra burden on the people who already own lots to pay more for road maintenance and things like that? So I had asked them to have their attorney to investigate that a little bit, submit something to us, just showing that there's no harm to the existing owners. So if you're comfortable signing this, I would say it would be contingent on us making sure that there's no legal ramifications to this. I'm just not really sure. That was my concern. Again, a merger plat is something that's often considered exempt from the ordinance, but in this case, I was just a little concerned about reducing the number of.
So you want that motion to be with the contingency that?
If you're okay with it.
Yeah, you guys, I mean.
The plat is okay, but I want to make sure that we resolve any legal issues.
Any concerns, Bill? You make a?
So wait a minute, the same number of homes or whatever were already on the original?
The original had the same outlines, but A through E were going to be duplex structures. Now they want to just make them.
Single family.
Single family home, I think to the, they're not looking at the market being there for duplexes. They don't need to cram as many units in as when they started this development. My concern is just that somebody else that already bought a unit in there may say, well, now you're taking a lot of homeowners out, I'm going to be paying more to maintain that road or.
Okay, so you're talking about the people inside this triangle lot?
Yeah.
So somebody already bought something in here?
Yes, some of those units are already done. The other units have all been recorded. I don't know how many have been sold, but they've all been recorded.
So what you're thinking is that possibly that either A, B, C, and D are getting a better deal, or they need to come up with a fee for those guys to pay double
I just want to protect the people that are already in there. I mean, I always look at, like, once we report a plat, somebody buys a lot based on that. If there's any changes, I feel we need to protect those people so we're not, so that's not what I bought into. You change that after I purchased a lot.
Right.
Now, what the ramifications are for this, I'm not really sure. I just said, I'll put it off on them. So if you look at it.
So they'll have to use the same footprints for the single family home as the duplexes. It just will have no wall between them.
Yeah, and their first proposal was, well, what if I just build a single family there? I'm like, well, I don't think that matters. But they wanted to get away from paying for two lots in terms of public utilities, in terms of homeowners' dues and things like that. They didn't want to pay for two units within that footprint.
Well, I think on one hand it's a positive, and I think on another hand it's a potential negative. And with what you said, with the potential that everybody else would be paying more because of the fact that you're losing five units, so to speak, right? But on the other hand, I think there's an advantage to the other people because there isn't quite as many to compete against all the time. So, and the public utilities, you know, you're referring to sewer and things like that. That doesn't impact the rest of those owners, right?
No, these people would potentially be paying less because they're paying for one unit now instead of paying.
Right, but it doesn't impact the rest of those guys.
No,
it just it impacts county revenue potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything?
So I think with what Chad's come up with.
We need a motion with the caveat that something legal comes up.
Yeah.
I got a motion.
A motion with whatever you just said right there.
Second.
It works good for
me. Second. Okay. Any other further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So moved, Chad. That's on you.
I'll hold the plat until we get.
What's that?
If you sign that, I'll hold the plat until we get.
Okay. That was it for the subdivision. Zoning appeals case, you said we have one?
Yes.
A short exception. 473 submitted by Hugh Humble, Legacy Home Corp for 6-bedroom transient vacation rental at 465 Waterfront Greens Drive in Swanton. It is tax map 59, parcel 611, lot 79, and it's zoned LR1.
Do you have any issues with it, you guys, so far?
Not really, because there's already so many actual.
That's the harmony of that community now, anyways. I mean, that's primarily a rental community.
80%.
Yeah. We just want to pass it on down, Henry. Pass it on down to them.
Very well.
They like we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be excited.
All right.
Thanks, Bruce.
Sign committee. Karen, get me.
Here is the report.
Thank you.
Smiley's away. So, before he went away, he had the committee on a marathon. So, since he was here last, that committee met on February 8th, 13th, 22nd, 25th, and 27th. And Tony was there for at least one or more.
Yeah, I think I went three of them now.
A few of those meetings. It was a lot of work on the part of the planning committee or planning commission staff, Bruce and Debbie in particular, and the attending committee members. There, of the whole committee that's there, there's been a core group of about 8 to 10 of the appointees who have attended nearly every meeting, and Tony Durr's attended to provide liaison, and we appreciate that. Under Smiley's leadership with Mike Getty's counsel, the committee was successful in defining the essential terms to meet the new standards so that we're in compliance following the court case that you all have heard about. Smiley presented suggested enforcement language that would require all signs to be licensed, with eventual monetary penalties accruing each month. Although there seemed to be agreement about maximum height and minimum setbacks on February 25th, that meeting, including the enforcement provisions, prompted a meeting between Mike Getty, Deborah Carpenter, and Kevin Knoll, the county administrator, on the morning of February 27th, to discuss the commissioner's opinion about enforcement actions. Smiley had thought that the commissioners wanted enforcement provisions. However, the meeting with Kevin Knoll was clear that the commissioners do not have an appetite to require permits from every property with any type of sign, like even for sale, yard sign, and so forth, or rules that would require a sign permit enforcer. That message was relayed to those in attendance on February 27th. Smiley was absent, and he'll be gone until the middle of April. Then the meeting convened for the usual 2 hours. Bob Browning was president as chair of the Board of Zoning Appeals, and he was quite adamant about certain items, including sign height and maximum sizes. Deborah Carpenter had brought copies of the letter that each committee appointee had received outlining the 4 major items to be dealt with. That resulted in a recognition that the scope of what we were doing, because I guess we'd gotten on track of kind of completely rewriting the sign ordinance, and that scope was reduced back again to those 4 items. At the end of the meeting, it was agreed that Mike Getty would again review the new definitions to compare with the existing terms in the Eastern Watershed Zoning Ordinance, as well as he would review the new concepts for comparison purposes. And in particular, Bob Browning wanted the comparison of the new versus the old so you would know where the differences were. Mike has agreed that he'll send his work to the committee for review prior to the next meeting, which is a week from today, or 2 weeks from that meeting. Sign height. Under Smiley's leadership, there would have been special provisions to extend the height of signs to be not more than 20 feet above the road surface, which would have been beneficial to those properties that were below the road, to get them up high enough to be visible. After much discussion, the committee ended up with a maximum height of signs to be 25 feet when the center line of the road is at least 5 feet higher than the property, and with graduated increments between the typical, I mean, now the maximum height's 20 feet, so they're gonna go maximum 25, but you have to be at least 5 feet below the road to get the 25. If you're only 3 feet below the road, then you only get 3 feet, and then that's how it's gonna be. Mike Eddy's gonna word that. The industry expert that was supposed to be there to present information about the LED and TV signs failed to attend. And so the consensus was that the staff, which is more things for Deborah and Bruce to do, would locate the industry guidelines on LED, TV signs, and so forth, with assistance from Mike Getty, who had a separate meeting scheduled with Phil Kenny the next day, so he thought he'd probably be able to get that information in his time. So the committee will then make recommendations for this type of new technology based on the industry guidelines. There doesn't seem to be a lot of opposition to it. They said, well, let's hear what the industry experts say so that we can write the guidelines to go along with that. And it was also agreed that Bruce and Debbie, the Planning Commission staff, would work on the chart to arrive. The chart that Smiley had here the last time, he was showing you all the different sign types and whether it's in like town center versus Lake Residential. There's different rules if you're in Lake Residential versus if you're in town center or town residential. So anyway, they're gonna work on that chart, come up with the maximum number of signs per property, and that would be based upon road frontage and acreage. So for instance, a 6-acre property would be entitled to have more of these types of signs upon that property than quarter acre property. It's felt that any sign under 2 square feet will be unregulated, like the no hunting or no trespassing signs. And based upon comments from Bob Browning and Mike Getty, it was agreed that the completion of the new signage regulations prior to this summer season may be unrealistic. They actually were a little more pessimistic than that. They were pretty darn certain that it was unrealistic. But so we'll have to deal, most likely we're gonna be dealing with the current regulations for this coming summer season. It's
sort of throw my 2 cents worth
been in. Been arduous.
For the 3 meetings I attended, it's a lot of work. I think that we did get a little bit off task, I think, a little bit, but that's neither here nor there. Some great ideas came up. The one thing that we didn't talk about the Planning Commission was there an appetite in this group to enforce any new, what, for lack of a better term, fines or whatever against people? You know, when I was at the meeting, it was told to me that, yes, the administrator said, yeah, and then when you met with them, they said, no, they weren't interested in forming any. The only problem I have with it is it's a complaint-driven industry. Complaint-driven. So I'm just afraid that we probably now will have more complaints once this thing goes more public. Unfortunately, we just deal with it that, and your office has to deal with it at that point. I thought it was, well, I think what they've done, you can see they put a lot of work into it. The group was very active. A lot of conversation went back and forth. There was a little frustration voiced about the fact that, you know, somebody said, well, what do we always work for? It's all going to be put into use, like the definitions and the height and things like that. I think that's going to be accepted. It just, to me, it was a difficult. I read through the zoning thing. I got here a little early and read through it. It's like anything else. I just think there's a lot of verbiage that doesn't need to be in it. But that's it. You heard me voice that at the meeting the other day. Simplification would be a lot cleaner. But that's not the task we were dealt. So to make the Planning Commission aware of it, I guess I'm a little disappointed that we're not going to get anything done before summer, if that was our goal.
Well, that goes back to mandatory public input.
Right.
It's got to be advertised for a certain amount of time. The commissioners have to have a public hearing. Whenever they have a public hearing, they don't make a decision that day. They leave it open for 30 days. I don't see them changing that. Kevin has said they're still going to do that. So when you add up all the time for mandatory advertising, mandatory public comment, and the possibility that there may be some back and forth with some edits, like if you don't like something or if the commissioners don't like something, you're sending it back.
I just don't want to see all the work that they did get brushed under the rug and then not make it not even get to a public hearing. That was my concern. But, you know, I guess my question to Karen and the sign committee is, and probably Debbie too, do you think you'll be able to submit your stuff to us on the next meeting, the recommendations?
I think it depends on how next week's meeting goes.
Right, I'm trying to get the LED industry standards.
I did just get an email from them that they're coming on the 27th.
That's too late.
Really pushing it back.
Right, so I was drafting a response to say at least get us something prior to the 13th so we can work on it on the 13th, and we'll just go by something written to figure it out. But of the four tasks on the letter three of them are done.
Right.
And that just leaves LED. So I think they can. And it's like I told the group, it's not that you can't completely rewrite the whole thing. You can't recommend things that are outside of that scope, but make sure you hit the scope. Get those four things done, because that's what we're here for. If you get sidetracked on right-of-way issues and enforcement issues that probably will be a snag when you get to the next step, you got to know you're creating a snag for your next step.
I guess what I was looking at, if you felt like, now you're saying you're getting the LED guy at 27th?
Yeah.
But they're not waiting for the 27th for us to start reviewing, I think.
No.
Somehow we're going to look
right.
at
we're gonna
look
ask,
at something in writing.
We're going to ask him for a written list of specs so that we can move forward, and if we'll probably still want to hear what he has to say on the
right.
Still
welcome
to come
that.
On the 27th, but
do something now.
Yeah.
There's a possibility that we could actually have something in recommendations alive.
Yeah, I think there's a possibility there could be recommendations to you on the 3rd of April.
Right. Do you feel comfortable with that?
Yeah, I still think, yeah.
I guess what I think, could we move our meeting back?
Most of the recommendations and not quite all of them, so.
Yes, and Mike Getty is working on getting it in ordinance format by the 13th. In fact, I'm meeting with him after this meeting is over so that we can get it all in the proper format for the 13th. So they've got two more meetings to go through it. So I think it can be done by the, that's still our goal.
So would it help to move our meeting back a week or not?
No.
Okay, no. just asking that quick. And I think that's all I have to say about that. It was, you got anything else? Bruce, you have anything else?
No.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you look at the stuff they gave me, I mean, I can't imagine. Y'all have they look books like this full of papers, and I'm going, good God, how many signs are there? And there's two or three pages of definitions for signs. And, you know, I mean, we haven't even got into the signs, the stuff that's on the side of vehicles or anything else, thank God. You know what I'm saying?
And we can't.
I know, I'm saying that, right.
Licensed vehicle, yeah.
There's some things that you really
It just got the point. I do like the fact that the definitions have cleaned up some of the stuff that was in the book, some of the other stuff, but it's quite a task. I guess I didn't realize how much of a task it was going to be. And I appreciate it.
Put a tremendous amount of effort.
I understand that, but still, just the meetings alone, the two-hour meetings that you guys have had, several of them, to have that kind of attendance and the people, the broad range of people involved in, you know. And I thought the meeting the other day could have got more contentious, but it actually moved back out.
Most of us don't.
After I shut up, it really moved back in. Okay. Anybody have any questions for Karen?
Thank you.
All right, Karen, thank you. Be careful going home. Don't get cold.
No, I want to hear about that.
Oh, okay. Good. All right. Next is the report on the comprehensive plan. And I lost my paper, so you have to introduce yourself again.
Hello, Planning Commission members. I'm Chris Rogers. I'm from the Newark, Delaware office of AECOM. I'll be taking over the comprehensive plan effort that Chet was working on. As you probably know, Chet's no longer with the company. They don't have other planners in the Morgantown office to pick up his work. So we in the Newark, Delaware office, there's a couple planners in our office in Newark, Delaware. We're very familiar with Maryland planning. We're currently doing a comprehensive plan for another county. So we'll be taking over finishing up the comprehensive plan on behalf of the county. We've been in the process of trying to wrap our heads around all of the information that has been generated to date. We've been working with staff, you know, in that effort. We had a long meeting this morning in furtherance of us coming up to speed with your with what you want to see. And I'm here just to, you know, introduce myself, get any feedback, you know, apologize on behalf of AECOM that, you know, understand that we were late to begin with. I saw the letter that you sent to Chet in November. I thought we were further along when Chet was saying he was handing this off to us than we were. We're just sort of getting a grasp on the format and the content of the plan. So, again, I'm here to say that, you know, we're on it. We're familiar with, you know, planning in Maryland and comp plans. I used to work for Cecil County, so I'm familiar with a rural county in that respect. So, I think we made a lot of headway this morning as far as what we've done so far. You know, we provided a rather raw, marked up version of the land use element to staff with a lot of notations. And evidently it was, you know, fairly on as far as what staff's expectations were relative to our comments and our questions and our notes. I'd like to go back and, after today's meeting with staff, revise that element to make sure that it's, because it'll set the table for how the other chapters and how the other elements will be written. I know we're using the 2008 plan for the most part, but there's a lot of, sounds like a bunch of excuses, but it's not, but I'm just talking out loud. There's a lot of reformatting. I know you want a lot of the data in the back. You want the body of the text to be, you know, reader friendly with a lot of the data and the tables in the back. And we worked out some issues this morning, I think, that are primary to how the land use element and the future land use plan is going to be written. So I think we're getting a handle on what your needs are, and we're working on it.
Do you have any timeline established?
I knew you were going to ask that, and my answer is I would like to get the draft land use element to staff to make sure it's what is expected, and then I would be in a better position to give you a timeline of when to expect the final draft. And I expect to have that to them, you know, within a couple of weeks. Because I think as far as the substance, we know what you want. It's just a matter of wording it correctly and moving the pieces around.
Do you have, what's your take on where we're at this point?
We're obviously behind schedule, but after 3.5 hours of going through line by line and having some good discussion today, I'm pleased with how they're handling everything, because obviously they have poured through all your minutes for the last 2 years. They've poured through, and they've been incorporating all of that. So they're doing the work that should have been done by now. So.
I worry at some point about the timeline, because, you know, we had a contract. The attorney probably answered that question better than me, but.
We had extended it to April, and that was in the letter that we had given him.
We should give him some kind of a formal extension. That's what I'm getting at.
I don't know that we want to do a formal extension right now. I'd say let him get back there and get the land use chapter and get a feel for how long it's going to take him to reformat stuff.
You're comfortable with how it's going then?
Yeah, for right now.
So if you get us that land use chapter done within a couple of weeks, do you think that it's realistic for April deadline?
No. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Not for a full draft.
So we'll probably need an extension, but we don't know how long at this point.
Correct.
So.
But you'll know in April what the extension should be?
Oh, yes. And did we say we needed an extension, or was it?
We granted it, yeah, because Chet said he wasn't going to get it done by December, so we granted an extension till April.
No, I mean legally. I know time-wise, we weren't going to meet the deadline.
We went through our purchasing department to just make sure.
I mean, modified. The ball got dropped somewhere. And I don't want to. I'm not going to point the finger at anybody. I mean, I know I dropped the ball too, probably a lot. But we just have to make sure we protect. Yeah, you know, the Planning Commission signed a contract with your group to complete a project. Now we're going to be well past the completion date, so we want to make sure.
I think we just have to, you know, be transparent about what we're looking at. So if we come into April and we know more specifically what timeline you're looking for, we have to have a contract extension for us. So, although we are behind the eight ball and there's really nothing we can do about that at this point, but I think for transparency purposes, we should do it that way.
Yeah. There's no state deadline. Like, there's none. If there was, we'd be in a lot of a world of hurt right now, but there's no MDP says you must have it done by such and such a date. So that works to our advantage, but we did say we don't want it lingering for too long. We've already done the workshops. The citizens are engaged and interested, and you know, we need to get it done.
Will this be labeled the 2018 comprehensive plan, or will it be the 2019?
It will be 2019 at this point, yeah.
Is there anything else you need from us as a group right now?
Was there any feedback that we were thinking about getting today?
I don't think so.
No, I mean, I have a line to Debbie and her staff. Like she said, we have all of the past notes and minutes and presentations that have been made from your citizen meetings and your planning commission meetings. So we have all of the background information. We just have to, again, wrap our heads around it.
You're our contact now. You can come to, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anybody have any questions?
Plan on coming to the planning commission meetings once a month. One of you. Yep. Is that your question? Quite a bit of more of a haul than Chet had, but.
Yeah, we'll have, this conflicts with the same day as another meeting. The first Wednesday in the afternoon is our other comp plan, planning commission meeting, but we will work something out.
Okay.
I mean, I'm here to say that, you know, we're committed to you. You know, I'm out here on my own, not on my own time, but we're certainly not going to charge you for us having to change staff and me to come out here to meet you to come up to speed. I'm, you know, made the trek to come out here and meet you face to face and tell you where we are, tell you that we're on it, and we want to get it done. We want to do it right. So,
as long as our staff is comfortable that you're working to correct any problem we have or getting moving forward, I don't think anybody has a problem here. Do you, Bruce? You have anything?
Choice we have at this point.
Billy?
No, it sounds to me like you got thrown a pretty hard curveball here. And, now you're going to have to pull this thing out.
Yeah. Oh.
That happens. Do you have anything?
Nah.
Liz, anything else?
I don't have any balls.
Well, I mean, I just commend you for your honesty about where you are in the process. I think that it's good to see you in person and hear some feedback about where we are realistically.
I don't have a good enough memory not to be honest. So.
It's tough, isn't it? I appreciate you saying that. That may go a long way. At least now we can move forward knowing honestly what's going on and how. I know it's tough to do sometimes from my own experiences. So, Karen, anything else?
No, I'm just all ears.
Thank you for coming up. Be careful.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
And your Debbie handed out a seminar thing that's at Hagerstown.
It is not often that the Maryland Planning Commission Association, who usually gives really good education, is anywhere near us. So this one is in Washington County. It's in Hagerstown. So if you could make it, it'll be good. And Bruce is going, the Zoning Appeals Board, I think you got forwarded an email that had this on it. I don't know. I told Bruce he could arrange carpooling if anybody wants to go for that day. So just let us know. The other Bruce, Bruce Metz. Yes, Bruce Metz is going.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.
Anybody interested, get hold of you.
Yes. Or Bruce. Metz. Other Bruce.
Do you think it's advantageous for zoning appeals board as well as planning commission?
Yes. Yeah. Because it's not just planning commissioner stuff. I mean, the ethics and ex parte communication is important. Actually, ex parte communication is more important to the zoning appeals board because you're quasi-judicial.
Right.
And it's more important about you making decisions when you're when you're visiting a site, for example. You can't make decisions about the,
right.
Yeah. So you've got to be more careful about that than even the planning commission does. But applies to you guys too, but you guys don't generally meet at Pony and discuss the latest subdivision.
There's not a cocktail party after
this. So, no. No, you guys don't usually have that. Not that, you know, the zoning board is out partying together, but they do meet to visit sites, and you don't do that, so.
Okay.
there's just parts of being on these types of boards that you need to know. And for those of on the Zoning Appeals Board that's run into the Ethics Commission, you know, that's on there too.
All right, anything else? Next meeting's April
3rd.
Thanks. Be safe out there in the winter thunder or whatever it is.
What is it?
Winter thunder, is that what they call it? The...
Oh, are we having that now?
Beautiful day.
It's the roads.
60.